Western Alaska just got one step closer to high-speed internet. That's because after years of planning and wrangling permits, Quintillion is finally ready to lay fiber optic cable from Prudhoe Bay to Nome. The telecom company has one vessel stationed in the Bering Sea and another close behind. KUCB's Laura Kregel got a look at the first ship when it passed through Unalaska this week.
The Île-de-Bréhat has left its home port in France, passed through the Panama Canal, and will soon arrive in Nome. That's where the vessel will start laying a path of fiber optic cable below the sea floor, a path that'll wind more than 1,000 miles up to the North Slope. Right now, though, the ship is docked in Dutch Harbor, and a big group of Quintillion's executives and investors is climbing aboard.
The cable ship Île-de-Bréhat. So first of all, welcome on board, all of you.
That's the captain.
I'm Charles Souffre.
Souffre is in charge of the nearly 500-foot-long vessel and its 70-member crew. They run the ship on behalf of Alcatel Submarine Networks, the French company Quintillion hired to make and lay the cable system. They'll start trenching outside of Nome any day now, and the operation will run 24 hours a day through September, relying on a careful configuration of multi-million dollar equipment. As Souffre explains to the group, all of that time, money, and manpower really comes down to one thing, protecting thin filaments of glass.
This is the fiber. So this one is only for deep water. And this copper is to send power inside the cable to monitor the integrity of the system.
That's crucial. The fiber optic system is supposed to last 25 years or longer, supporting a delicate process that allows phone and computer data to ride light waves across the glass fibers of the cable. It has to work, and it has to be fast. So Souffre says his team will test the cable constantly while they install it, by running an electrical current through the entire system and reading the signal from start to finish. If it's not clear, they stop the ship and fix the problem. But Souffre says there shouldn't be many problems. His crew will lay the cable along a carefully chosen route developed over two seasons of marine surveys. There are underwater cameras on all the equipment and cable detectors too, if visibility is poor in murky waters. The whole operation is run from countless monitors and control boards on the ship's bridge.
Yeah, it's like a big PlayStation.
Ask community leaders, and they'll tell you that big PlayStation will have an even bigger impact on rural Alaska, where people are still dealing with internet at dial-up speed. Take Reggie Jewell. He's a former state legislator and mayor of the Northwest Arctic Borough, and now he's Kotzebue's liaison for the Quintillion project. Looking around the ship at tanks full of fiber optic cable, Jewell says high-speed internet is going to be momentous, especially for rural economies.
If you have somebody who can make widgets in one of our communities but has no outlet, and internet can get the skill of an individual and provide them with a market, that changes the economy in places where there aren't economies potentially.
Jewell says fast internet will also help rural communities provide better health care and education through telemedicine and online learning services. But for right now, just six communities are getting fiber: Prudhoe Bay, Barrow, Wainwright, Point Hope, Kotzebue, and Nome. Elizabeth Pierce is CEO of Quintillion, and she says the company is already thinking about expansion, but she can't make any promises yet.
We are working very aggressively to determine what landings we will cover in phase two. It is our objective to add more Alaska landings as we build out phase two. But of course, you know, it's a little early to make any announcements.
So for now, the Île-de-Bréhat will start laying cable in Nome and move north. Its sister ship, the Île-de-Sein, will begin in Prudhoe Bay and work south until they meet in the middle. The project is on schedule to deliver high-speed internet to Western Alaska by early 2017. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Laura Kregel.